Is your workplace working for you? How flexible is your workplace in accommodating your needs? From taking care of children to taking care of elderly parents, there are many reasons why people may not want to be chained to their desks. Flexibility in the workplace does take time, effort, and money, and it's not something that employers are always willing to accommodate. So what's it like in your workplace? Christian Codrington is Senior Manager of Operation BC Human Resources Management Association, and that joins me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you.
Are those issues that a lot of workplaces are either struggling with or working to try to accommodate?
I think it's a constant struggle for many employer to try and attract the right people and then keep them. And as people's changes in their life, so too must changes in the workplace happen.
What sorts of things are you seeing develop over a period of time? I know some workplaces have instituted a child care right in the workplace.
Well, I've seen many an organization go so far as to brand their flexible work arrangements, and they call them something like, just doesn't matter where you get it done, how you get it done, just show us the results. So it allows for a lot of flexibility for people to be at home, engaged with their children and their school activities, come to work just when it feels right to get things done.
So are more and more people working more from home?
I would see an increase in that. I think that one of the major health authorities has recently talked about, and it's starting to implement, a work from home initiative.
No, I noticed when TELUS announced that it was building a new head office right downtown. They also talked about the fact that there wouldn't be that many places for people to work in it, because they expected most of their staff to be out servicing the customers or, in some cases, working from home.
And combined with that, just the rising cost of occupancy and rent. So when you can have people more engaged with the customer or perhaps at home, it certainly saves a lot for the employer as well.
Are employers having to compete in this area?
Yes, definitely. As you see a rise in that, you can imagine some companies actually branding what they're doing and out at a career fair saying to an employee, potential employee, we offer X. And X is a nice, attractive name for work from home. Don't worry about that traditional suit and tie when you come to the office. We offer childcare. We may have a gym right at the workplace. So, yes, that's just a par for the course now.
What about work sharing?
You're seeing that in many of the sort of the teaching professions where you can sort of offset one another's schedule. But for the most part, I'm seeing a lot more of the just the good old fashioned, if you will, new fashioned working from home.
New fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that has some appeal to some people. On the other hand, a lot of what people enjoy, and one of the things I like about my job, is that I get to sit face to face with people and interact with them. I could probably do this from my home in the Sunshine Coast, but it just wouldn't be the same. I wouldn't be able to actually see and talk to you.
Sure, and you know that many of the people I talk to will say, 50%, for example, might say they enjoy the energy that they get from meeting people day to day and the interaction they have. Or they might not have the motivation, if you will, to sit around at home and do work. So it works for some, it doesn't work for others, and just the fact that there's an option out there for many.
But as you say, in some jobs, it's really a matter of whether you get the job done or not. It doesn't really matter to the employer whether it took you 6 hours or 8 hours. If you got the job done, it's worth so much to the employer.
And I think for many, it also allows for their working at their best. Some people might not be creative from 9 to 5, for example,
yeah,
or for 8 hours in a row. So you get a little bit of work done at home and then take a little rest and back at it when you're ready to go again.
Christian Codrington is an HR specialist. I asked the question, is your workplace working for you? Maybe you have a story or an example you can give me about how your workplace, how your company has become accommodating in your needs or not, whether it's child care or giving you the flexibility to be able to look after elderly parents, all kinds of reasons why people may not want to be chained to their desk. Is this a story that resonates with you? Can you give me some example of what you have experienced or what you'd like to experience? 604-280-9898 is my number, toll-free 1-877-399-9898. My phones are open to you. Call now. Talking about flexibility in the workplace, how flexible is your workplace in accommodating your needs? Talking with Christian Codrington, Senior Manager of Operation with the BC Human Resources Management Association. And I welcome your calls, questions, comments, perhaps your own personal experience. Jim, hi.
Hi. I was an administrator, and the union brought in the flexible hours and the nursing staff, too. And I was very doubtful at first because the clinics are open to the public 8 hours a day. But it worked fine. I thought to myself, I'm not going to micromanage this sort of thing. So I had competent people in charge of each department, and I thought, well, let them settle it themselves. And they did, and it worked fine with both the nurses and the other staff, too.
Good to hear.
Yep.
Well, I think, Jim, you bring up an interesting point around trust in management, and many of these work-from-home initiatives require a different style of management, one in which you're just going to trust your employee to produce results. And for a different school of management where you had to observe what they were doing, we need to change the way we think and manage our folks.
And is the business world changing along with the kinds of technology that we're getting?
I think younger people are moving into management situations, and trust is inherent in how that relationship is being built. So, yes, it is.
Robert, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I'm just going to mention the ultimate flexibility. My son, who's a programmer, is working in Victoria with a San Francisco company and works with people from Germany, Russia, and other places. And he's kind of turned into, although he's always worked on projects, worked hard, and, you know, did his BCIT graduate a lot of years. Anyways, he's turned into kind of what I call a cubicle monkey. This is what's happening to young people. They have to work out of their apartment, long hours, high pressure, little benefits. And this is a new trend, a new future trend. After sort of assessing it and seeing other people in that sort of situation, I don't think it's really healthy, normal, and good for our society.
Interesting, Robert. How old is he?
He's 27.
Okay. And have you noticed, has he changed over a period of years?
Well, yeah, you'll see the personality changes where, you know, it's more normal and useful for people to work in a group. Although he's creative, and it is, and you know what programming is like, it's very tedious and numbing, and you know, it takes a lot of intelligence. But still, it's not the trend of what young people are having to put up with is not good.
Well, I think that it certainly takes a lot of initiative to be able to distinguish work from home, and when you're having both in one location, it can be a situation where you can just let one meld into the other. It certainly requires a lot of management. On the other hand, I can speak to a couple of anecdotal situations where my friends are also in situations where they're living up the Sunshine Coast and working for a large Dutch programmer, and they're loving the flexibility that it has to offer them to go out kayaking in the middle of the day.
Oh, stop.
And then work all night when they're get their creative juices going on what's working for them. So
I think the trick, and I've often thought this about all kinds of technology, is you have to find a way to make it work for you and not become a slave to it. And you have to be very disciplined, I think, to be able to do the kind of thing that you're talking about, where you can take a break, go out and kayak, then come back and get back into that work mode.
No question about it. And whether it's a work-from-home initiative or work-from-the-office, technology has made it pretty easy to work a lot. In fact, perhaps work too much. You often hear of the stories where people have their BlackBerry or their iPhone at their bedside. Last thing they do
Not
before
me.
They go to bed. First
it's
thing
charging on another floor.
So it is, to your point. We need to manage and be very, very clear about how we manage it versus letting it manage us.
But we're getting into this world of Twitter, and I'm there, Bill Good 980. But I know people who just, I mean, from the moment they get up until the minute they go to bed, every couple of minutes they're either tweeting or they're looking at Twitter. It can be all-consuming.
Well, I don't know if that's all work. I imagine there may be some play in that.
Sure.
But certainly the technology allows us to always have a conversation with whomever we please.
But then how often have you been in a meeting and somebody's not taking part in your conversation? They're sending or receiving or paying little attention to what's going on in the meeting.
And as we continue again to move into the technology and the workplace challenge, that's a problem many organizations have continued to face. And
Margo, are you listening? Now, seriously, I also know of meetings. When I was at CTV, their HR person made everybody put their BlackBerries or their iPhones in a basket when they entered the room, and they couldn't look at them during a meeting.
Right.
And I thought, what a brilliant idea.
It worked.
Well, yeah. But there was also, it worked because it was necessary.
Yeah.
Because you'd be in a meeting with 10 people and 8 of them would be on their BlackBerries.
Yeah, and I don't think CTV is the only company to do something
like that. Oh, heavens no. It just came to my mind as I was remembering a certain person who I can now tease. So anyway, but flexibility in the workplace is ongoing.
And you're going to see more and more of it. And as the financial pressures continue around wage increases, employers need to look at other benefits.
Well, you touched on it when you said, I mean, the cost of space downtown in most cities has become such that if you, as an employer, can let somebody pay their own rent and work from home, huge advantage.
Yep, as companies continue to grow, and that's what many companies want to do, the infrastructure alone necessitates just doing things differently.
Christian Codrington, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.